We will call the Board of Supervisors meeting for Wednesday, December 18th, 2019, to order at 8:45 on the clock. We'll begin with the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
The Open Meetings Act is on the wall to my left. Attendance by observation, Jergens, Hill, Bauman, Thiemann, Dorn, and Byers. There is a sign-up sheet on the table up here for the public hearing for the TP Road abandonment. First up is the consent agenda. Approve the general agenda. Approve minutes of the meeting held December 4th, 2019. Approve all claims through December 18th, 2019 in the amount of $756,329.34. Accept claim number 19120101 to Beatrice Lawn Care in the amount of $203 to be voted on separately below. Approve and place on file correspondence received. Approve district court summary fee report and register deeds fee report for the month of November 2019. Approve utility permit number 1145 for Hagemeyer Farms. They'll be trenching 6 inches wide and 5 foot below bottom of ditch and across township road for 66 feet for a 480 volt power line to provide power to an irrigation well located approximately 55 feet east of the half mile line, located in the northeast quarter section 19 and southeast quarter section 18, township 5 north, range 6 east. Approve specs and call for bids on approximately 30.7 miles of armor coat for projects C-34-1165, C-34-1166, C-34-1167, C-34-1168, C-34-1169, and C-34-1170. Bids to be opened on January 15, 2020 at 9:15 a.m. Ask for a motion or
on number six, is he going to go through the road or bore underneath the road?
That'd be a Galen question. I assume bore underneath the road.
He's trenching across the township road.
Oh, he is trenching across.
Right away to right away.
Here's the permit.
Which number of them do, right, Galen?
Yes.
I would also ask for an addition to the consent agenda with the motion to approve to strike the last item on the agenda, which is discuss and approve or disapprove suspending wind permits to allow for review or change of wind regulations due to advice of council. Boy, we're going to have a long meeting if we're stuck on the consent agenda. Need a motion and a second.
We need to add that
approve.
On the consent.
Motion to approve with the deletion of the last item.
Okay, so wait a minute. So
second.
Striking.
Okay. We have a motion by Jergens, second by Dorn, to approve the consent agenda, striking the last item on the agenda, which is discuss and approve or disapprove suspending wind permits to allow for review change to wind regulations. Any discussion on this?
And I guess I'd like to hear legally why we have to review that.
Okay. Very succinctly, the moratorium is a zoning law change from our rules. Your zoning regulations say we're supposed to go through the P&Z people, which that's where their amendment's at.
Right.
And we can't go around that just because we're the Board of Supervisors. So quite frankly, that's, yeah, that should have been on this since we do have a protocol. And there's case law on that as well as the statute that supports that that would be a zoning change.
And I guess they're in the process of doing that now.
Right.
So how do we handle a permit that comes in next month?
The law is what the law is. It's always been the case. We don't have to look for support on that. If go ahead and I apply for a driver's license. Even though the legislature may be going to change that, particularly county 35 accidents on the way to work. It's an inside joke, folks. It wasn't funny either. But I still can get a license based on the law that is in existence when I go in and make that application. Now, again, in deference to that, there's a process that goes through that. It goes through P&Z, there's public hearings, comes up here, there's a public hearing. So there's no short circuit there, and I left out the most important part. The zoning administrator will review it, as well as a lot of other people that have input into those project permits. So you have done the job, or Gage County has done the job by putting the regs in place. And if you're going to change them, like I say, on a moratorium or anything else, you got to go back and go through your permit. Okay?
I guess so. That change was requested some time ago for us to address it.
Well, and again, we spent some 2 years on it right before that.
Right, but that P&Z's call and the board's call.
That's right. Okay. And again, you're talking to a lot of volunteers that put a lot of hours in.
That's right.
And we expect them to drop everything that they're doing, come back and review it. And bless them, they're doing it again.
Right.
And I think I was at that meeting Tuesday night, and they're going to, I think they're working on solar energy regs with Lisa right now, which is an item that we need to address again. So, basically under 11.2 of the articles on the zoning, they will meet and make a tentative recommendation with Lisa helping them develop that. Then they will schedule a public hearing on the tentative recommendation to this board. After the public hearing on that, they will develop a final recommendation to this board on their proposed amendment. That's basically would be ahead of this one.
Any further discussion? We have a motion by Juergens, second by Dorn to approve the consent agenda with that deletion. Vote. 6 in favor, the motion carries. It is approved. Regular agenda, approve or disapprove claim number 1912-0101 to Beatrice Lawn Care in the amount of $203. This brings the total amount of claims approved through December 18th, 2019 to $756,532.34. This is a company that is one of mine.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Moved by Juergens, second by Bauman. Any additional discussion? Vote. 5 in favor with Tiemann abstaining. Comments from the public and requests for future agenda items. Morning, Larry.
Good morning.
Please give us your name and address for the record.
Okay. Larry Alder, 2498 West Ash Road, Corley, Nebraska.
Thank you.
Okay. I want to go a little bit, talk a little bit more about our timeline on this text amendment that we've been trying to get through here. On March 4th, we applied for the text amendment with Lisa and the planning and zoning. We were told then that our text amendment could be heard before any special permit could be applied for wind energy turbines. The next day, we filed a cover letter with the county attorney and have tried twice to meet with him but have been unsuccessful. Since then, we've kept in contact with some of you supervisors and Lisa. On October 28th, Lisa told us that we would no longer be first, that if a special permit for wind turbines came in, it would go in under the old regulations. So our next step, we notified Don at the clerk's office and got our text amendment on the agenda for the November 6th Board of Supervisors meeting. When we got to the Board of Supervisors meeting, we were told by Roger that we could not discuss our text amendment, that there are certain steps that had to be followed and everybody affected had to be notified before we could talk about it. I'm going to stop here and thank Roger for doing this in the proper steps. We saw what happened or what is happening in Aurora by not following the procedures, and we need to do this thing right. So thank you, Roger.
Appreciate it.
Now then, Lisa's put it back on the planning commission agenda, and on December 10th, they kicked it around for a little bit, and then they put it on hold, and that's where we're at now. I know this is a new process. I know this has been a learning experience, but we applied for this over 9 months ago. Now, if the wind company comes in with a special permit, it goes in without hearing us. That's wrong. We should not be penalized for the system taking so long. There must be some way to get our text amendment heard before any special permit is applied for. There are a lot of people here in Gates County that want to see these regulations updated. So thank you.
Thank you, Lou. Is there anyone else that would like to speak at public comment? Please give us your name and address just for the record.
Hello, my name is Emily Haxby. I live at 8867 Southwest 86th Road, Claytonia. I have a farm southeast of Claytonia. I was just coming forward to let you know that we've started a petition to get the support for this amendment, and we've had an overwhelming support already. 2 days prior to the Planning and Zoning Committee, we were able to go out and get our over 200 people in support. 70 of those were actually signed. 70% of those were signed on the petition, and 30% were verbal that I haven't got to meet with yet. Of the 80 neighbors that I personally visited, only 4 did not sign. That's 95% in favor of this amendment. With an extended campaign, I feel that we would be able to get more signatures with the overwhelming support of this amendment. People feel that supporting this amendment is important to protect those who didn't sign contracts with the wind company. This amendment would make the wind company work with non-participants living in the area, getting them more involved with the process and listening to the people that actually live there. I'm just asking the board of supervisors to request the planning and zoning to consider the amendment, which is already just showing support, letting you guys know that the support is there.
Thank you, Emily. Is there anyone else who would like to speak at public comment? Are there any requests for future agenda items? Seeing none, we will move on to committee reports. Building and grounds, winter lights.
Dave.
Morning, Mr. Jones.
Good morning.
Morning.
Happy birthday, Don.
Thanks, Dave Jones.
The West Garage remodel is moving along. Well, if the brick face was put on it, it would almost look like it's completed. I'm hoping that Toby gets here soon. We're having some nice weather. I know he's catching up on a lot of other things yet. So the interior, the painting is all done. The suspended ceiling grid is all in. Carpet has been laid. They're working on the plank flooring now, the vinyl plank flooring. So that should be done here in the next couple days. So now it's kind of crunch time to take what we have over there and start making it work. I know we would like to get some different things in there. I've talked to Gus and Julie Holbein about there's a program, Nebraska Exchange Program, where the businesses donate furniture and things like that, and through emails, if somebody wants it, they can get it, and so hopefully we can, in the near future, you know, get some nice things in there to make it look. I said it's kind of hard to bring old things into an office space that looks nice now. So otherwise, things are going good. We're still having some usual problems with our plumbing over in the jail. So I mean, that's sort of an ongoing problem. Other than that, things are going well.
All right. Thank you, Dave.
Thank you.
We have a timed event at 9 o'clock. See Gwen. Oh, Sheriff, would you grab her?
Just have her come in. That's not a good thing.
Sheriff, would you ask her to come in?
Yeah. Keep that straight, Mr. Sheriff.
Yeah.
Come right up here in front.
Good morning, Gwen. It's my pleasure here to be able to present Gwen with a plaque at this time of retirement. She's been here over 30 years, a familiar face we're all used to and glad to see when we go in to help us with really the service wing of the county, where all of us come in and we have problems or have things we need, and we expect you guys to have all those problems taken care of for us immediately. Thank you very much for all this time. Now, is it 33 years? 32 years? That's a long time at one spot. Thank you. Thank you so much for all the work you've done. We're going to miss you when we go into the treasurer's office, but I have a feeling you're probably ready to be away.
Yeah. Been a lot of changes over 30 years.
I bet you have seen a lot of changes. Do you want to tell us anything about the joys of retirement you're looking towards, or how much you've enjoyed being at the treasurer's office all the years?
I've made a lot of friends. You know, most people in Gage County are very, very friendly and, patient. You know, they've been very patient over the years and made a lot of friends. You know, they just need a sounding board a lot of times, and nobody listens to you. So, you know, a lot of times just that ear is a lot for them. So, but yeah, I'm ready, I think. But Lori has a good staff, so I think, they will do just fine. So.
Well, I want to compliment Gwen, because every time I went in, Lori tried to charge me double. Gwen made sure to charge me right now. Gwen has been wonderful. Did you hear that, Lori? Okay.
Well, on behalf of the county, we want to present this plaque to you. Thank you very much, Ben.
Thank you.
We're going to miss you. Joe, no
time.
Back to committee reports. Equalization.
Nothing there. We're equal.
We're equal. Finance and insurance.
Large ticket item. Boswa. He has his area solid waste annual fee agreement, $26,496. City Beatrice, quarterly EMS services, $62,046. USPS Hassler, postage for meter, $15,000. Washington County Sheriff's Department, inmate boarding and medical, $14,803.47. Windstream phone, $20,000. Beatrice Concrete, Sand and Gravel, Rock, Gravel, Ice Sand, $55,302.68. NMC, parts and labor, $61,943.10.
Yeah.
Rock On Incorporated, Holling Township Gravel, $23,126.93. Sapp Brothers Fuel and Oil, $23,868.90.
That's it. And Scott, I gave you another notice that was actually for September. This will be another one. So if we get both these copies to you guys afterwards, this one as well as that one, there will be a change to local sales and use tax rates effective January 1st. This one's a announcement by Tax Commissioner Tony Fulton. Gage County will start a new half-cent county sales tax, sales and use tax, that is in effect throughout all of Gage County. The Gage County sales and use tax will be in addition to both the state and city tax in any Gage County cities that have a city tax as well. So this, of course, is off of LB 472, which was introduced by Senator Dorn and then later approved for use in Gage County. That's a half-cent sales tax that will go towards the federal judgment that we're currently dealing with. But that'll start as of January 1st. The Revenue Department will not issue any additional releases via mail or email to individual businesses. It's only by checking the website or just knowing that that's going on. So any businesses that have any questions may call the courthouse or the Department of Revenue, but that will be in effect January 1st throughout Gage County. Human Resources and Employee Relations. Law Enforcement and Emergency Management. Good morning, Lisa.
Good morning. Just kind of an update of how zoning is going right now. We have accepted 115 permits. Nice weather continues to allow some of the building going on and had a fairly large project just come in. So that's a good thing. On the emergency management side, we did the livestock emergency response plan training. That was very, very well received by first responders. So other than that, I really don't have anything else unless you have questions for me.
Thank you, Lisa.
Morning, sir. Just a recap from Monday's committee meetings. We had the shop at Top last week. We spent it very well. We had about 15, 18 employees. We had a couple sibling strips, so that kept us moving right along, but it was a good time for all. So, another successful year on that. We had our first load of evidence taken out of the Weimar facility brought up here. About a week and a half ago, and we're going to start to go through that and determine what we're going to put in for public sale or what's going to be set aside into evidence. We have to keep more stuff in order to let us release, so working through that process. The budget's doing pretty well. The sheriff's office is at 44%, the jail's at 45% currently, so that's a good place to be when you're under 50%, almost halfway through the fiscal period. And then we have training. Going to be open to the public on March 7th. That will be at Phil Chalmers. I got a sponsor who's going to provide his speaking engagement fee. And it's about mass shootings, school shootings, killers, why they do what they do. And it's very, very good training. And I recommend people come to it. They'll offer you to meet him as well. The March 7th at Press Community Church starts at 9 to 12. And then from 8 to 9 is meet and greet him. So we'll be hitting the media pretty heavy on that after the first of the month, the first of the year there, and getting that word out. So I encourage you to put that down. That'll be probably once a lifetime training for both of you. So should be good.
There was some discussion with radios with the emergency manager. Did you two get that straightened out?
I talked to Carl and Chief yesterday. I spoke to Carl as well, worked the process. There are some concerns I will have on that, but I talked to Lisa, and we'll have a more detailed conversation when I get finalized on a few things here, so we're working through it.
Okay, thanks, Sheriff. Yep. Appreciate it. Road and Bridge.
Yeah, Gateline expects for 30.7 miles of armor coating, which will be in different tracks around the county. The gravel pits are out of gravel for this year. 14 townships are done. Despite the nice winter weather, they're probably done for the season. We'll resume gravel in the spring. We discussed a letter from a Norris bus driver about some township roads. We discussed Christmas Eve and whether it'd be mandatory off for the highway department. And we discussed some questions about holiday pay and call-out pay the day after Thanksgiving, which is also a holiday. And then Capitol reps were down Tuesday to talk to Galen about motor grader issue. Galen, you want to update us on that?
Through their discussion, we talked about the consumption of oil that the motor grader was having. We provided them with a daily log of fuel and oil consumption that went into this motor grader. Once they reviewed it, they came up with a month that had more than what they thought should be used for an oil consumption on the motor grader. So what the way they left it Tuesday, after the winter months break away, so we're not worried about having to use that machine for plowing snow, we're going to take it up to Lincoln. They're going to pull the engine out of the motor grader. They're going to take and put it on their dyno. I believe they said in North Platte is where they have a dyno machine.
They're going to see, try to find out the reason for it having all the blow-by on oil consumption. They kind of feel that it might be a ringer, rings or something not seating properly in the on the cylinders. So, and then once they do that, pinpoint the problem, they talked that they would probably go ahead and fix the problem at the Caterpillar's cost. So they are supposed to be sending me an email to this effect. So as soon as the weather gets by so we can release the machine to them, we'll do it. They said it'd be at least 2 weeks that they'd have it to do this test, and then depends on what they all found to how long it'd be before they could repair the engine. So it is a very positive note for a change.
Good. I'm sorry I couldn't be there. Angie had me at a chamber thing yesterday. It was great. But that's really good news.
It is great.
And that's engine pull number 4?
Yes.
That seems odd on a new machine, but...
Yes, it does.
But no, that's great news. So at least there's progress there.
Very good progress.
Yeah. Thank you much, Galen. Anything else for road and bridge? All right. I'd ask, I guess we'll skip the timed event for 9:15 for now. Up next would be approve or disapprove the resolution for emergency relief program, emergency permanent repairs for project number ER-3443, control number 13423, DDIR site L34-06.
Resolution 19-38.
Which is resolution 19-38. Moved by Bauman, second by Lytle. Is there any discussion on this, or does anyone want this explained?
What is this project? Yes.
Galen, do you want to go over this project with us or this funding? This is basically going through the process so that we can be refunded for work already performed.
Yes, this is from a project through FEMA from this spring's rains that up on the east of 5 Hanover on 82nd Road, the floodwater blew out the culvert. We had to close the road, and when we took the culvert out, the culvert was no good. The bottom was rusted out, so we put in a new in-light culvert, reopened the road, and this is a payment back from FEMA for all the cost of the culvert and the equipment and man hours to get this road reopened.
And it looks like it'll be for a dollar amount of approximately $13,006.
Yes.
Is this the first of our FEMA payments?
Yes, that we've got, yes, and I'm aware of, yes.
And this is an additional step that we'll have to do on each project.
Evidently, yeah, this is something that they didn't do that I was aware of back in 15 on the last one, but I presume that every project that we complete, they run through, will have to do a resolution like this one.
Any additional discussion? We have a motion by Bauman, second by Lytle, to approve resolution number 1938. Vote. 7 in favor, the motion carries. There is a sign-up sheet on the table to my right there for the public hearing for abandonment of TP Road. If anyone wants to sign up on that to talk, that's a timed event at 9:15. And it is 9:15, so I'd ask for a motion to go into public hearing for support or opposition on the vacation of right-of-way on a part of Northwest Quarter Section 19, Township 4 North, Range 6 East, and on part of the Northeast Quarter Section of 24, Township 4 North, Range 5 East of the 6th PMTP Road.
I would move we're going to public hearing.
Second.
Moved by Byers, second by Bauman. Vote. 7 in favor. Is there anyone on the list that wants to speak about this? It looks blank from here. Does anyone want to come up and speak on in support or opposition to this? This road is one that Midland's been working with trying to vacate so we can move forward and give a egress to a property owner to the south. With no one wanting to speak, I suppose I'd ask for a motion to close the public hearing at 9:16 on the clock.
I would move to close the public hearing.
Moved by Byers, second by Bauman. Close public hearing at 9:16. Vote. 7 in favor. I'd ask for a motion to... Well, I guess we don't have a motion. This would just be for the public hearing today. All right. Do we need to...
Comment from the board. Yeah,
do we need to set a time or anything? Or no?
It's on the...
It'll be on the next agenda for your resolution.
Okay. So we'll just wait 2 weeks like we usually do for something
unless
under
the statute requires.
Vote requires 2 weeks?
Yeah.
Well, then I would ask for our presentation of the tourism quarterly report. Angie and Kristen, if you could give us your names.
Angie Bruna, the director of the Beatrice Area Chamber and Gage County Tourism. Kristen Jensen, Gage County Tourism Coordinator.
Good morning.
Good morning. Let's see, October, we had Trail of Treasures, which was held the first weekend of the month. We had 22 vendors, which is pretty exciting. That's quite a bit. And then we went on to Holiday Lighting Parade Planning, a Simtech meeting, which is about our Southeast Guide. Quarterly report to Gage County Board of Supervisors, I believe Angie gave that in October. Tourism Advisory Committee meeting, we also had a business after hours that was hosted by Conica Penalta at Stone Hollow Brewery. I attended the Nebraska Tourism Conference in North Platte. The Byway 136 meeting, and then I also, me and Andrew, marketing coordinator, went on a Homestead National Monument of America tour. Chamber board and staff strategic planning session with all of the board members. On to November, we had a Heritage Highway meeting, which was about Byway Bingo, trailer treasure improvements, how we can improve that and grow it in the future, and finding more ways to promote the Byway Bingo thing that we do. Simtech meetings, we also went to KWBE radio to promote some of our holiday events. We had a ad promoting Gage County Tourism and the Nebraska Traveler magazine, as well as preparing social media calendar, updating the events calendar on our website. In February, we have the Nebraska Blacksmiths, Welders, and Mechanics Association Conference, or March, sorry. So I've been working on the itinerary, working with them, what they're going to be doing when they come. Homestead Days meeting in prep. Angie and Andrew are working on our member awards luncheon planning. Visitor Improvement Fund grant application submitted to Tourism Advisory Committee. We also welcomed Radar Beauty to our Tourism Advisory Committee as well. ABA Marketplace 2020. We're planning that. It's coming up in January. We'll be meeting with different bus tour operators. And we're partnering with Homestead National Monument, so we'll have a booth together. We'll be just promoting tourism in Gage County. Profile sheet prep, which is just another part of ABA, we'll be making kind of like an overview of everything that Gage County has to offer to the bus tour operators and then distributing those. We also registered for speed networking appointments at ABA, so we've set up different appointments with different tour bus operators, and we'll just be meeting with them. Holiday Light Parade meeting prep again. We met with Beatrice Bakery. They actually ended up sponsoring and helping us out a little bit with the parade, so they donated fruitcakes for us to pass out during the parade, so that was really cool that they participated in that. Ribbon cuttings, we had Legends in the Mall, Indian Creek Mall, Grand Source, and Dog's Hut. So four of those is pretty exciting. Organized brochure racks around Beatrice, there's one at the mall. Coordinated with Indian Creek Mall on Fantasy Trees. So this year we've had the most trees, I believe, since the event started. So that was really exciting. The mall is just full of beautiful trees. On to visitor improvement fund grant requests. On the top half is all of the requests we've funded in the past, and then there at the bottom is the outstanding balances that we currently have. They've been approved, yes. Sorry. And then on the back is our lodging tax collected for the year. This was the incorrect sheet, but for 2019-2020, we're around $70,000 in tax.
For last fiscal year, the 2018-19. Oh, and then 2019-20, it shows we just had an incorrect formula on the spreadsheet that you have in front of you, so we tried to chicken scratch on.
A bit confused.
Is this your first quarterly report now that you've done on your own?
Yes.
Nice job.
Excuse me.
No, well done. A lot of stuff going on.
Around 70, I hope, is up and not down, right?
Yes. Okay. Yeah.
And this year, the holiday lighted parade, the highest number of floats?
28. I believe we ended up with 28 floats, so pretty big. There was, I think, more than last year. It was really nice. We had the weather to thank for that. It was a really nice day versus last year.
A lot different weather than last year.
Yes, I would agree.
How will you decide on who gets the cape so that you pass them out on the parade?
We had someone walking along dressed up as the Grinch passing them out to just whoever was coming up. So
a Grinch passing
yep, there was
them
a
out.
Grinch.
Oh. Okay.
Any questions for Kristen? Anything else, Angie?
I think just Kristen has started in August and she kind of has hit the ground running and really taken off. There's a lot to learn in the tourism world as far as making connections with all of the tourism partners locally throughout the state, and she's just off to a great start. Excited for all that she has coming.
Looks like the chamber's running very well right now, so it's nice to see.
We're glad to have you. You're doing great.
Thank you both. Do we need a motion for that? Could I have a motion to place the visitor or the tourism quarterly report on file?
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Byers, second by Lytle. Vote. 7 in favor. Approve or disapprove the Visitor Improvement Fund grant to Gage County Tourism Marketing Project in the amount of $11,632. Back again so soon.
I know. It was a long trip home, but I...
Move to approve.
Second.
We have a motion by Lytle. Second by Bauman. Do you want to just vote on it, or would you like
me
to tell us about it? Okay.
All right.
Angie?
Well, thank you for having me this morning. We have worked through the process with our Visitor Improvement Fund to submit a grant through the Tourism Advisory Committee, and they recommend to you guys to support this as well for doing some marketing within, I guess, a little farther than the usual marketing that we do with our Gage County Tourism. In January, as Kristen mentioned, we have the American Bus Association Marketplace in Omaha, which is the first time it's been in Nebraska. I think it's one of the first times, if not the first time, that it's been in the Midwest. But there is over 3,400 attendees to the event, and 1,000-plus of those are tour bus operators. It's a market we're trying to get into because the statistics that show when you bring a bus tour group to town, it's just they're spending money in your restaurants, your shops, gas stations, all kinds of things. Great revenue generator on the tourism industry front. So we want to be there front and center. We've registered through a partnership with Friends of Homestead. Both Homestead and us will have speed networking day where we make appointments one-on-one with tour bus operators. We'll take a profile sheet that says this is what you can do with a bus tour group when you get to Beatrice and Gage County. And then we'll get their contact information and be able to follow up with them regularly afterwards too. So it's not like a one-and-done where we go up there and hope it works, but it'll be an active pursuit afterwards, too. So we'll be up there. We've got some booth space for sponsorship, and we'll be doing the one-on-one appointments. So it's January 10th through the 14th, coming right up. A great opportunity to market our community. And with having a National Park Service site in town, it's a natural fit. We think we have really a lot of potential there. Also, along with this grant, we're doing, it's time to update the Gage County Visitor Guide. The last one, I think, was created at the end of 2017 for the 2018 year. So it's time, we have people who stop in and, oh, well, that's dated, I've already seen this one. So it's time to freshen that up. We've also got some new attractions in the community that we need to get added into that. Along with that, we're going to update a community tear-off map. And it's going to be a two-sided piece of material. This is the current one that we've run out of. One side's Beatrice, one side's Gage County. And it has pop-outs of where you can dine, different attractions and things like that. I have visions of grandeur. We're going to work, plans to work with a local vendor. And then it's going to be more colorful, a little bit more interactive. Try and incorporate the trail system through the town and then on the county side as well. So it'll be a great addition for our visitors who are staying and they have some downtime and don't necessarily know what to go do while they're at the hotels. Also, along with the ABA written into the grant, the day after the ABA marketplace is finished up, we have a group of tour operators. I think there's about 10 in the group that are coming to Beatrice to they'll come in and in an evening, they'll eat at the Black Crow, they'll stay overnight at one of our local hotels, and then in the morning they'll get up and go to the Welsh Heritage Center and have breakfast, and then they'll go to Homestead National Monument and then continue on their tour. So there's funds written into the grant for this endeavor as well to host them. And then they get a glimpse of what it actually is when they get to come to Beatrice and put our name on the map with that in a nutshell. So total asked is, that comes out to $11,632.07, I believe. Any questions on that?
And the other $6,000 you'll be spending is coming from your budget, or?
Yes, between the partnership with Friends of Homestead, they've contributed some financial dollars, and then through our regular budget, where the other funds come from.
So roundabouts. $6,003 from the homestead, $3 from your budget.
Let's see. Friends of Homestead is doing $5 towards ABA, and then we had a Nebraska tourism grant that we received $1,000 from as well for the endeavor.
Okay. Good.
Sounds like a good idea.
I think so fun. All the things you're doing are just absolutely fantastic. I feel like our community is just going straight up. It's really fantastic.
Hopefully that trend continues. It's got goals.
Yes, it's really wonderful. Thank you.
Any additional discussion? I would ask you to vote to approve the Visitor Improvement Fund grant to Gage County Tourism for the amount of $11,632.07. We have a motion by Lytle, second by Bauman. Vote. 7 in favor, motion carries. Thank you, Angie.
Thank you.
Keep up the good work.
Thank you. And happy birthday, Don.
Thanks, Angie. I pulled that off once.
Does everyone have these in front of them?
Yes. One is for the attorney, one is for Cook District Courts. So I think the.
Up next will be approve or disapprove the 2020 Community-Based Juvenile Services Aid Grant and authorize the chairman to sign that digitally. Not digitally, I guess.
Yeah,
would
no,
you?
This is a different one.
I'm sorry,
this
I skipped ahead.
Grant, yeah.
Would you give us your name for the record?
The grant that you should all have a copy of, this is just our regular every year occurrence. I come see you apply for this grant, which is through the Nebraska Crime Commission. Every year it changes a little bit. This year we do not have matching funds that have to go into it. Those dollars usually came from money we spent with law enforcement or a Gage County court or whatever the situation was, but this year we're not asking for matched dollars. The total is $68,439. In the last couple of days I've been in contact with them and there have been some regarding the subgrant adjustment. last year's grant, and they have some questions about our overall behavioral health in our schools, and so we're working through that. That might change a little bit before I submit this grant on Friday, but overall, what I'm requesting is $13,000 and $18,963. That goes towards my salary. $5,000 for alternatives to detention, working with probation with that. That saves the county money when we place a kid on electronic monitoring or family support or that type of thing before, so that we don't have to send them to detention, which I think at last check was around $300 a day. I'm not sure
what that was. Place we need to send them to. Sometimes
right.
Lincoln is full, so we have to go as far as Madison, Sarpy County.
And it's better for the kid, too, if we can keep them out of detention. But that is all dependent on their level of risk and things like that. So that's $5,000. We spent almost that, if not a little bit over that last year, with our grant dollars for that particular line item. Mediation and restorative justice, we have $2,500 in there. Last year we didn't spend maybe $500 of it. And so far this year, we, with this grant, current grant cycle that I'm in, I haven't had any referrals yet. So what happens if we don't spend the money, then by May, June, I ask for a sub-grant adjustment, and I usually get educational materials that we use in version or some other type of materials that we can use. And then, like I said, the Blue Valley Behavioral Health, the mental health in the schools, $20,000, that replaces the truancy program that we previously had. In last year's grant, we found that with the after-school schools, it wasn't really making that much of an impact. And so we have also added a juvenile diversion officer, which is the person who was in the family advocate position before, and she meets one-on-one with some of our kids that wouldn't do well in the class. They have some attention deficit or other challenges that make it impossible for them to come to the four-week class, and so a few hours there. Do you have any questions?
I would just make a comment. I've worked with their program over the years, and I'm just very impressed with what you do, and particularly with our youth. And I just really think it's a wonderful program, and they do a great job.
I would just echo what Dennis said. Christina is a key person for coordinating a lot of different programs. It's nice when you have one person that kind of can oversee everything and make sure we don't have duplication, and that really helps out as far as stretching the dollars. And she obviously is pivotal in getting the funding from the Crime Commission so we can do these programs. I certainly appreciate it. She runs the diversion program, which I don't know how. I mean, the courts would be extremely behind if we had to bring in all these kids into the court system, which of course we try to keep them out of. Thank you.
We do hear really positive comments about you each year as you come here and then other places, so thank you for your work.
I would move to approve.
Second.
Moved by Byers, second by Lytle. Any additional discussion? Vote. 7 in favor. Motion carries. Thank you. Do you want to take these with you now? Would you be able to... Oh, sign this one?
Go ahead and sign that one.
Yes, this year we're submitted it all electronically instead of by paper, so I just scan it in, but so I only need one copy this year.
Then you'll make me a copy of the other signature.
I will.
Thank you, Christine.
Thanks. Have a happy birthday, Don.
Thank you.
Thank you. next, approve or disapprove sub-grant agreement between Gage County and Nebraska Department of Health and Human Services Division of Children and Family Service Child Support Enforcement Program, and approve or disapprove having Chairman sign, agreed, and audit requirement certification. The purpose of this agreement is to account for the work of the county attorney.
I would move to approve.
Second. Moved by Byers, second by Bauman. You each have a copy of this, Roger. If you want to explain this at all?
Basically, simply put, this is an agreement we have with HHS, and it's largely Mr. Kramick's office, now Ms. Marstead, that is responsible for accounting for this, and they turn in and keep track of their records, and we get a reimbursement of a lot of those costs, and it has to do with child support collections. And as I indicated, Mr. Kravitz done a great job for Gage County over the years, and Ms. Marston is now working with him and will be taking over in that position sometime in the future. So again, from the standpoint of the county, it helps get these reimbursement dollars back. And it's very advantageous for us, and I would recommend the board to it.
Any questions for Mr. Harris? We have a motion by Byers, second by Bauman. Vote. 7 in favor, the motion carries. In addition to this, the next one would be to approve or disapprove the sub-grant agreement between Gage County and Nebraska Department of Health and Human Services Division of Children and Family Service Child Support Enforcement Program, and approve or disapprove having Chairman sign agreement and audit requirement certification. The purpose of the agreement is to account for the work of the clerk of the district court.
I would move to approve.
Second. Moved by Byers, second by Bauman. This is the same program, just checking on the work of the clerk of the district court.
Basically, Diane Wells, clerk of the district court, helps put together these numbers so we get a reimbursement of some of the costs, again, associated with collection of child support in Gage County. And as indicated, Diane does a lot of this work and submits it for approval so the county can be reimbursed. And again, it's very similar to what you've done in the past. I would recommend you go ahead and continue with the program.
Any additional discussion on this? Moved by Byers, second by Bauman. Vote. 7 in favor. Motion carries. Anything to add for the good of the order? If not, I'd ask for a motion to adjourn.
Second.
Moved by Bauman, second by Dorn. Vote. 7 in favor. We are adjourned at 9:39 on the clock.